This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The coronavirus pandemic caused more than a public health crisis. It also hurt the nation's economy. I talked to an expert about what we might expect for the economy once the nation moves past the pandemic. Of course, it's not known exactly when the pandemic will be in the rearview mirror, but Tom Sadler believes the economy will look different. Sadler is a professor of economics at Western Illinois University. He says we're starting to see some of the trends that might emerge in the post-pandemic world.
We're so much more comfortable with things like remote work that many of us that have the possibility of working from home are staggering our hours. Maybe we're going to the office a little bit during the week and we're staying home a little bit during the week with remote work. We've seen that a lot with remote learning in the educational environment, with a lot of the kids now either 100% online learning from home or some kind of hybrid model where they go a couple days a week and the rest of the time they're learning from home. It's probably the case that many of these advances will stay with us in one form or another. I know from the business point of view that it holds down on costs. If a lot of your workers can work from home, then you don't have to rent as much space or own as much space in order to operate your business. So that could be a cost advantage. And so it's a question of productivity. If their productivity is the same or higher by working from home, it makes sense to have more of a hybrid model where people work some in the office and work some from home.
Well, that could impact some businesses if workers are staying at home to do their jobs because they're not spending money on gasoline. They're not visiting restaurants or shops in the neighborhood of the office.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's a secondary effect on a local economy. And that's yet another way that a local economy will probably adapt over time. And so the extent to which the businesses can adapt and figure out what's going on and the consumers decide what their new consumer behavior is going to be, the economy will continue to transform.
Did anything surprise you as you researched pandemic economics?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of things. You know, I think that we just didn't have many examples, especially last year going into the recession in 2020, we didn't have many examples or any examples of deliberate recessions. So in our economics classes, we talk a lot about recessions in the past, the recession after the financial crisis in 08 and 09, and, you know, famous cases, the Great Depression, or the recessions that occurred in the 1970s with high energy prices and so forth. But none of those were deliberate recessions where essentially our economy was shut down in order to fight this pandemic. So it was kind of unexpected to see how this would unfold over time because we don't have a lot of experience observing this.
Well, you looked at past economic downturns. What about past pandemics and their impact on the economy? Or is the economy just so different today that you can't really do a comparison?
Well, that's an interesting question because the only real pandemic that we can compare this to is the one of 100 years ago, the flu pandemic, 1918. It went into 1919. And so we know some about this. But what's interesting about it is there wasn't a lot written about the flu pandemic of 100 years ago soon after it. And so essentially we went right into the roaring 20s, the roaring 1920s, which was a really strong decade for the economy. And we kind of moved right past that flu pandemic. Another reason was that it was the end of World War I. So World War I ended about that time as well. And so people were exhausted from World War I. They were exhausted from the flu pandemic at the time. So the economy recovered very quickly. Now, what's different now, 100 years later, is how much our economy is much more service-oriented. It's much more service-oriented. We produced a lot more stuff as a percentage of output 100 years ago than we do today. And so our economy is a lot different. So we don't have a lot to work with. It's hard to make a comparison between what's going on now and 100 years ago. So many things have changed since then.
Tom Sadler is a professor of economics at Western Illinois University. One of the courses he's teaching this year is called Pandemic Economics. That's also the title of an upcoming book he authored. Sadler believes the economy will recover in the coming months, though he cautions we will need to be patient. Rich Ugger reporting.